Welcome to the Liberation Codes, the podcast where we decode the secrets to living a liberated and empowered life. Meet your host, Linda Martinez, an intuitive life coach, energy healer, and the creator of the Liberation Coaching Program. If you're ready to break free from limitations, embrace your authentic self, and manifest your deepest desires, you're in the right place. Each episode, we'll dive into transformative insights, empowering stories, and practical tools to guide you on your journey to liberation. Get ready to unlock your true potential and live a life that aligns with your soul.
Okay, let's talk about liberation for a second and what I mean when I speak about it. To me, it is so that we came to this planet as souls, having a body, and we came here having a plan, right? And it doesn't get too wooey or spiritual, bear with me. So we came here having a plan of what we want to achieve in this life, or better, who we want to be in this life, right? So we came here, we had a plan, a blueprint, and we were born into this life, and then something happens, like we get conditioned from everything that is happening around us, right? We are coming here, we are a little sweet baby, our soul is living in our body and around our body and has this beautiful plan, and we have parents and we grow up and we go to school and we have so many people influencing us. And by the time we, I don't know, 16, 17, 18, 20, mostly we have completely forgotten who we are and what our plan is. Sometimes we still have a sense of what it was, but mostly we have forgotten it. It was like that in my case. So I'm speaking of my experience and what I have seen with countless of my clients, actually all of my clients. We forgot. We just forget who we really are or who we came here to be, right? We have this sense of what we really love, what we would really love to do, what we would really love to have. We have these desires that are somewhere within us, but we are so conditioned mostly that this is, you know, not right. We feel shameful about it, or we feel like, you know, you can't make money with this. You can't live being an artist, for example, or you can't, whatever, right? And most of the time also the conditioning involves that, you know, there is no such thing as energy. There is no such thing as a soul living within the body. And there is no such thing as purpose, you know, like purpose is not important. It is important. Our values get mixed up completely, right? And so we start to value things that are not really us. And at one point in our lives, at least it was like this for me and it is for many of my clients, at one point in our lives, we realize that we are living this life, but we are not really ourselves, right? You're not really yourself. You feel like you're on, you know, train tracks, and you are living your life, and this train is just, it's just running, and you can't stop it, and it goes into a direction that feels completely off, and it doesn't feel like your life anymore. It feels like a movie that you're just in, but you can't really influence it because it's just happening, and you don't really know what the plot is, what the end will be. It's just like, it's just not yours. And when I speak about liberation, what I mean is to really get rid of the conditioning, go back to, you know, being you, connecting back to who you really are, what you really came here to be. And you don't have to be spiritual or believe in anything of that. I think if it resonates with you, you just feel that, you know, something of what I say just feels right. Forget the words, just tune into the feeling. Does it feel right or not? If it doesn't feel right, just tune out. It's fine, you know? But if it feels right, just connect with it. Connect with it. Don't think about the words. So when I speak about liberation, I mean to connect back with your soul, back with your purpose, back with the blueprint that you had when you came here, back with your desires, those desires that you have that are within you, what you want to have, who you want to be, your actual values, you know, this, connecting back with this and erasing everything that is in the way, because everything that is in the way is just conditioning. It's just thoughts. It's just thoughts that turned into beliefs that you keep on thinking, that turned into beliefs, and now you're living your life conditioned into the belief system of other people. You just took it from other people. Meanwhile, you were growing up and you forgot who you are. So the good thing is we can not erase beliefs. That's not really possible, but we can change our belief system. We can change our energy. We can release all the suppressed and trapped emotions, and we can start to free our body, free our soul, free our energy. And you know, this movie that doesn't feel like it's yours, you know, your life, if it doesn't feel like it's your life, like it's a strange movie, or you know you're sitting in a train that goes completely in the wrong direction, by releasing the conditioning, by releasing the belief system that is not yours and turning it into yours, into something that serves you, you start to be the director of the movie. You start to create your life on purpose. You start to feel more yourself again. And I know maybe you have heard this, you know, many times, and you're like, be the creator of your life. Like, what the hell, you know? But it is so true. You really get your power back. It's like when you're all over the place, I just try to describe what it feels like to me. Like, it's like coming home. Before, you felt like you're all over the place. You're trying to do this, and this and that. And, you know, you're like in so many places energetically and with your emotions and with your thoughts. But liberating yourself liberates you from being in all the places that you don't belong, and you come back home to yourself. And instead of living from the outside in, you know, you start to living from the inside out. So instead of waking up in the morning and being on autopilot and, you know, just running through your day and coming home at night and not really knowing like what even happened today, you wake up in the morning and you feel yourself. You feel yourself. You feel like you are yourself, and you start feeling again. You start recognizing your emotions. You start recognizing who you are. And you live your life from a place of awareness and embodiment. And it's we have so many ways. We have developed so many ways of cop out, right? Of not being really in our body, really connected with who we are. We have not really learned to feel our emotions, you know, waking up in the morning, checking in. What do I feel? Where am I right now? And this disconnection from our emotions is also something that prevents us from really living and being who we are. And liberation is also the liberation of feeling. Start feeling again. Start being yourself again. So that's basically what I mean when I talk about liberation. And I scratched a little bit on the first liberation quote as well. I call it arrival. And it's just, you know, being there, feeling who you are. But I don't want to get too deep into this right now. I will speak about it on a later point in time. And this feels complete for today. So I hope this resonated with you. If not, it's fine. Just leave me a comment. Let me know what resonated, what shifted within you. And I'm pretty sure this is already unlocking things within you. So thank you for listening, and I love you. And till the next time, bye.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Liberation Codes. If you resonated with today's insights, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback is valuable and helps us reach more people on their path to liberation. Remember, your journey doesn't end here. Stay connected with our community on social media for updates and additional resources. You can find all links in the show notes. Until next time, keep shining your light.